Hey, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max.
And we're back. It's a rainy drive to school this morning. The nor'easter is moving in. The temperature drops any more than it is right now. It's going to be beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Well, we already did our Christmas song show. Oh, that was very good, actually, Maxie. We've already done our Christmas songs, but we'll get into Christmas a little bit later. We've got a few topics that we want to go through, so I think we should do that. You got some thoughts, Max?
Well, I kind of want to talk about... we've talked about Christmas songs last time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this time, how about we talk about some Christmas movies?
I think we will do that. That's a perfect idea. But first, I've got a few comics and pop culture things to talk about, if you want to. And
yeah.
Then we'll move into Christmas. First of all, yesterday, it was announced that... Do you guys know what Toho Studios is?
No. Ho, ho, no. That's going to be my no for the rest of the... Christmas year. Ho, ho, no.
Ho, ho, no.
Yeah.
Alex, ring any bells? Toho?
Toho, no.
Toho, no. The studio that originally created Godzilla. Mm-hmm. And they are saying there is a new Godzilla movie from them. The first Godzilla movie that is made in Japan since the last one that was made over there, which was, of course, Godzilla Final Wars. And they've kind of, as you know, and I don't think anybody in this car has seen it, there was a very successful American Godzilla movie within the last couple of years.
Which one was it?
Yeah, I think it was just called Godzilla.
I haven't seen it.
And it's probably, I'm sure it's out on DVD by now. We should probably snag that for a movie night coming up here. Because we are long overdue in watching it. But Toho Studios... came out and said that they are not going to kneel to Hollywood. They are going to make, it's time for them to get back to making Godzilla movies the way they were meant to be made, which I'm sure means...
The not Hollywood way.
More
the
men
no,
in rubber
I don't,
suits.
Don't, okay, next time Hollywood, if Hollywood does enough, if Hollywood does enough Godzilla movie, just hope that Adam West isn't in it.
Why?
By golly, Godzilla.
That's what's going to be very interesting for G-fans everywhere, is I think next year, in 2016 rather, Hollywood has another Godzilla movie coming out. And I think in 2018, this Toho movie is planned to come out, or sometime thereafter.
2018 is going to be movie year. We got all those Marvel big hits.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great time to be going to the movies. My question to you, Alex, is who do you think is going to make the better Godzilla movie, Japan or America?
Japan? I like Japan better.
Yeah?
It has all my favorite stuff. I'm pretty sure Nintendo.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Things from Japan that you like. Nintendo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely Pokemon.
Uh-huh. So a lot of... And sushi.
Yeah. I
was gonna say you've never even come close to sushi.
No.
But you like Japan, therefore you're just automatically on the side of Toho Studios. Alex, who do you think is gonna make the better Godzilla movie?
And Toho Studios, because it's original. It's the original one, and
that's
kind of new.
The original is always better. What do you think, Alex?
I almost, in my own way, vote for both.
Yeah.
I would really like a Godzilla movie just with people in, like, how they're supposed to be made is, like, without the other monsters in the big fight scenes, I'm guessing.
Well, part of it also is that Toho movies rely strongly on, like, people in rubber costumes, whereas American movies rely a lot on computer graphics, CGI. So that's really the main difference. And maybe also a lot, you can't discount some of the themes, some of the storytelling that happens there. You know, there's definitely a different storytelling happening in Japanese movies. So what's your thoughts?
I might just be going for America this time.
Okay.
CG animation is kind of the big hit. If you put people in rubber suits again, I don't think people will pay that much attention or like it that much.
That's, well, and actually when they had the first of the American Godzilla movies, it was largely CGI, and people did, and that was the Matthew Broderick Godzilla.
Exactly.
None of us,
I watched it.
Did you? The one that Godzilla, they redesigned him to kind of look like a large iguana, and nobody accepted that. It was a huge flop.
Like that TV show animation?
Yeah, the TV show.
Oh no, I hated that! Young me was like, oh my god. Young me, he was thinking this.
What?
Oh my, this TV show is the worst TV show in the world and will not be forgiven. Like, they're making monsters that never even existed, like that serpent monster thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Why? Why did they do this to us? I was a fan of Godzilla. Like I kind of started backing down from Godzilla once I saw that.
Did ya?
It was just that bad.
Well, and that and Godzilla fans did not accept that first Godzilla movie, and that's why in the subsequent Godzilla movie, they stuck a lot more closely to the traditional, you know, character design for the monster and so on and so forth. But there's a, I think Max probably has the right idea when he says, hey, the more Godzilla movies, the better. We'll have one from Toho, we'll have one from Hollywood, and
I'm seeing the Toho one first. Toho, whoa.
That might be hard to do, because I think the next one slated to be released is coming from America. But I'm kind of with you, Max. The more the merrier. The more storytelling we get with that character, I think the better.
You mean that's
I'm starting to agree with you guys now.
Now, that being said, of the movies you have seen, what is the best Godzilla movie? Maxwell.
I think...
Well, it's a problem because we haven't seen the recent one.
That's true. But you've seen a whole slew of Godzilla movies. Which one is your favorite of the ones you've seen?
Well, I like... I know that most of them have this, but I like every one of those robot alien human things that kind of like... That gives you that glare and you have been warned thing. I think I really like the final. I like the. Hey, I say that if it has more than two main monsters and it isn't Godzilla vs. King Kong, because I saw that movie in freezing cold weather and that didn't make it good, but half the cutscenes were just toys. Half of the scenes were little toy battles.
That's true. Well, we saw Godzilla vs. King Kong at a pop-up drive-in theater in downtown Philadelphia.
And I'm just saying, I did like when they kind of got in those costumes with all those kind of walk-ups. I guess that.
Yeah.
I guess that since they had all those buildings that they'd do a walk, that they'd have like a battle sequence, and I was right.
Yes, you were.
And I like being right, so...
I'm with Max. The more monsters, the better. And for me, especially when I was a kid, the more they downplay the... There's always like a secondary storyline involving the human beings.
Yes.
I I didn't want any storyline. I just wanted monsters.
I know, like
every 9-year-old wants to see the monsters knock down stuff. And
right, yeah, and then they have these storylines, and God help us, sometimes they were like romantic storylines. And it was like, stop! I want to see the monsters.
Like,
want to see stuff explode.
Right.
I know, like, I want to see,
you know, with
like,
the laser breath, pew, pew.
Pew, pew. Come on. Pew, pew.
And to that end, Godzilla Final Wars was really good, because it gave us lots of monsters, and the human sub-story was kind of like...
Awesome!
Well, yeah, it was about mutants, and it, you know, they weren't just regular humans, they were super-powered, so there was like a little...
Mutants wasn't Fox copyrighted.
It's amazing!
You know what? I don't have an easy answer for that.
No, there's never an easy answer.
I don't know how that works, being an international picture, whether they have to abide by the same copyright or not. But
you'd think they would.
And they did call them, I do remember them calling them mutants. I don't know what...
Yeah, they were mutants.
I don't know what that deal is. So, Alex, your favorite, of the ones you've watched, your favorite Godzilla movie?
Probably the first one I watched, Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. The old one. And they had that kind of almost like a King Kong... King Caesar. It was the first one I watched where those humans were actually like gorilla people.
Right.
And the side effects were my favorite.
Yep.
How they change.
Yep. I always like.
Don't mistake that from Godzilla versus King Ghidorah and Gigan. The cockroaches were scary.
Those were scary. I remember that special effect. That was really creepy. Yeah, that was those were always good movies when Godzilla had like a tag team. He would recruit a monster. Well, he wouldn't recruit him, but he would end up fighting alongside another monster or a giant robot like Jet Jaguar.
I was about to mention that.
I love Jet Jaguar. I love Jet Jaguar. I love that one. That beginning scene, like... The kid's on the boat and the guy's him. I love
one
that.
One of the most memorable scenes.
I loved.
I always wanted one of those little water scooters like the little boy had with the whales painted on them. I thought that was so cool.
I don't know why about that, but just like that the color that's in that and the color that they put into that
yes.
Mechagodzilla movie of the one with the jackrabbit. The color that they put into it is amazing.
But did anyone?
It's way better than the way now. So did anyone that much?
Did anyone else figure out that kid was wearing awfully short pants, like Robin short pants?
Yeah, he had uncomfortably short pants. That was just the way it was, I'm afraid.
Who cares?
Styles change. We're happily back into the long Bermuda shorts phase of life.
Good.
Best Godzilla villain monster, Max, go.
Okay. This is immediate. I think it has to do with Godzilla's evil brother, Space Godzilla.
That was a cool one.
I remember playing Godzilla Monsters Unleashed, the first video game ever.
That was our
I remember we put in that special cheat code where we got Space Godzilla, and I loved it.
Yes.
And like I just remember playing with Space Godzilla just here, there, everywhere.
That was when we got our first video game system, which was a Nintendo Wii. The game that came with that, which I forget what that was.
I think it was like that sports game.
I went on eBay and found a copy of Godzilla what was it, Godzilla Unlimited? Or yeah. Monsters Unleashed.
And but at that time, Wii was like top of the line, right?
Yeah, like Wii.
And that was your Christmas present, and we sat there and played.
You and me played.
Well,
so
Max
much.
Was way too young at that. Were you? Max was probably a baby at that point.
Yeah, but like
but a baby.
I want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
This is before the Wii U was out. This is what people like me were thinking would be the next big Wii.
What?
We knew that there would be a Wii put on the Wii, but what I thought it would be the same Wii, just with two things that you could put in the discs, so you could play two games at once.
And Alex, what is your favorite Godzilla villain monster?
Mm.
What was that?
Mm. we're doing the podcast.
Alex, did you fall asleep?
No.
No? Do you have a favorite Godzilla monster?
I know who he is, but I don't know his name.
What did he look like?
He had those like weird tentacles and then the big kind of body. He was like a toxic.
The smog monster?
No, different. Smog monster just plain cracked me out.
Destroya? Did he change shapes a lot?
No.
No? Because Destroya had tentacles. Smog Monster kind of had
tentacles.
I
think it actually was Destroya.
Yeah. It wasn't one of the later ones from the Toho series?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of Destroya.
Yeah.
I will tell you that you are both wrong. The greatest Godzilla monster that he fought against was, of course, Ghidorah. The three-headed monster.
Huh.
There is no monster better than the three-headed monster.
I just rolled my eyes because...
Why did you just roll your eyes?
Because it has three heads and that stuff, but Godzilla's baby beat that thing. Godzilla's baby.
Baby Godzilla beat...
Remember that smoke cloud stuff? Like, it was smoking, and it got... And then, like, they only got Godzilla and a baby Godzilla beat that thing. A baby! Come on!
Well, that is...
Come on, King Ghidorah. Seriously, your full-grown monster thing, and you're beaten by a baby and his father.
But the good thing that came out of that is that indeed...
Metal King Ghidorah, I know.
Mecha King Ghidorah. When Baby Godzilla's smoke cloud choked one of the heads on the Ghidorah, aliens came and made him Mecha King Ghidorah, making one of his heads a mechanical head.
Didn't Godzilla do that? He started choking on the smoke cloud, but didn't Godzilla kind of finish off the
head? You're probably right.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that was scary.
Because, like, this is an equal everyone thing.
Yeah, that's true.
So young children who are kind of scared of...
Actually, I just thought of a better one.
Go ahead.
Mothra.
The classic
Godzilla versus Mothra matchup.
Oh, yeah!
Mothra is definitely an iconic Godzilla monster. The best monster he's ever fought? I don't know. Big Moth is really difficult to sell, but...
But if I had a favorite, what's your favorite good Godzilla monster other than Godzilla? I think it's that one that that pterodactyl one?
Rodan.
Yeah, Rodan is definitely the best Godzilla helper.
Another iconic pick. Alex, what's your thoughts on that?
Anguirus.
Anguirus,
yeah, there's another great one.
And then there was that monster that looked like Godzilla that just looked like Allosaurus Godzilla.
Was he a Godzilla?
Godzilla
helper?
2000.
Yeah.
I just noticed why I called.
He has this stupid little the dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like that full-grown baby Godzilla. I don't know why. Maybe probably because it was the first Godzilla I ever played with in a video game. But who doesn't like Godzilla 2000 and the movie?
It's a great one. And while we're talking about the movies that we've seen, do you remember the other movie we watched that when we went to that pop-up drive-in theater? It was a double feature. Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Which another good movie.
Although that wasn't a Godzilla movie per se.
It was a monster movie.
It was really good. It should have been a Godzilla movie.
It definitely brought out my inner six-year-old.
Yeah.
But wrong
thing. Ooh, he hit him with the boat.
Yeah. That we got a is there a Pacific Rim 2 being planned?
Yep.
I
seem
to have a
Pacific Rim video game.
So.
And no, even though it's pretty much impossible, this is how Godzilla versus a Gypsy Danger.
Gypsy Danger.
I think Godzilla would be. I think that would be a really cool match. I mean, like, I don't think you'd go like just like Gypsy Danger, just like 10 times smaller than him, and Godzilla would destroy him. I think that it at least stand a chance. I think that if they made a monster of Godzilla and Gypsy Danger.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be amazing.
I think you're right. I think I would be the first one in line to watch that movie.
I'd be sleeping in front of the movie theater to see that.
You would?
The day before it comes out.
You'd be tented out, camping out to be the first in line. Well, I've got good news and I've got bad news.
What's the bad news?
The good news is...
Oh, great. Good
we're almost here at school. Bad news is we've run out of time and we have not got a chance to talk about our favorite Christmas movies. So we're going to have to do that later on this week.
We can just select... For the remaining time, how about we just pick out one Christmas movie and then just start talking about it?
I've got a better idea. Let's take our time with it. And we will do it tomorrow.
But
that way we've got lots of time to give it the attention that it needs. I know you're very, very
wait. I just want to say something.
Okay.
But there's one Christmas reference that will be in it that will be on my list somewhere on it. And this is one that quotes from it. A plus, 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 plus.
A more memorable one will be you'll poke your eye out.
You'll poke your eye out. I don't know why I said that.
So I guess we'll call that a little teaser for upcoming attractions. Max, you want to bring this one to a close?
This is speaking for myself, my dad, and my brother.
You can find us on the Blueberry Network.
Oh, come on!
Stitcher. And iTunes, namely iTunes.
Seriously, right. Find us on iTunes.
Very good. We'll see you next time.